Good morning to everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. What a joy it is to be alive this morning. Amen. Come on and give God your best praise this morning. Thank the Lord for his grace, his mercy, his love, and his kindness. Amen. What a joy to be able to come into God's house one more time. And the Bible said, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. And while the blood is running warm in our veins, he's worthy to be praised, and he's worthy of our praise. Thank God for his joy. Allowing death angels to behave one more time. We were able to kick them covers off of us. Not only were we able to wake up, but we were able to get up, come into the sanctuary one more time to magnify and glorify his holy name. Isn't that a cliche? When praises go up, the blessings of God will come down. So develop an atmosphere of worship right where you are, and watch how the Lord bless you and your family and the people who are sitting on your pew real good. Amen. So let go and let God have his way this morning. You already here. And when you have a moment of reflection, how good the Lord been to you all week long, he's worthy to be praised. And he's worthy of our praise. Doxology, praise God for whom all blessings flow.
Praise God from all. about you, but I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. O Lord, I love the habitation of your house, the place where your glory dwells.
The Lord is the holy thing, and our earth is silent before you.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Let's make a praise to God as we sing hymn 53-51, Just a Little Talk with Jesus. He'll make it all right as the choir will lead us.
Tell him all about our troubles.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just a little talk with Jesus. Just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. Lord, I want to stop by this first Sunday. Excuse me, of another week. First day of another week.
Yes, God. Yes, yes.
And said, thank you. Lord, somebody might have had some difficulties this morning or last week. Somebody might have been like mine, was in pain this time last week. But Lord, you made it all right. Just a little talk. Might not have been able to get on my knees, but Lord, I was able to say, thank you. Difficulties all around us. Walls are around us. Prices are going up everywhere. But yet, Lord, you let us make it to another Sunday, first day of the week. We want to say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you've been good to us. Lord, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Lord, you sent an angel. This morning, somebody didn't wake up this morning, but you had that angel to touch me this morning, touch those that are here this morning, say, get up, well done. Lord, we are thankful. Thankful, Lord, that you gave us enough nourishing of the body that we can have strength to come out to the house of prayer. Lord, you gave us enough walk in our legs that we can make it out to the house of prayer and say, thank God. Thank you, Lord, for who you are, what you are, and what you're going to be to us. Lord, we don't know who holds this week, but we don't know what this week holds for us, but we know who holds this week. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. We will hear you. Thank you, Lord, for your son who died. But woke up early one Sunday morning. Woke up one Thursday morning early in my heart. And I thank you. Thank you for your blessings that you have bestowed upon us. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and thank God.
Because he lives.
My.
I can face
tomorrow.
Because he lives.
Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh, blessed be.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Most high.
Most high.
Oh, blessed be.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh, blessed be.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Most high.
Most high.
Come on, let's say that again. Blessed be.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh, 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 oh.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Most high.
Most high.
Oh, blessed be.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh, blessed be.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh, blessed be.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Most high.
The name of the Lord is
a strong tower.
A strong tower.
The righteous running.
The righteous running. And
they are saved.
They are saved.
The name of the Lord is.
The name of the Lord
is a strong tower.
A strong tower.
The righteous running.
The righteous running.
This morning, as I was driving in, I was just barely missed Sunday school. I put all kinds of stuff ahead of me, trying to say, but I have no excuse. Just try. If the church is yours, if God is in your heart, just try. Try to do better. That's all I can say. We must grow our Sunday school. It's just not for this, that generation, that the baby boomers. I saw too many baby boomers that I look at NASA and I say the Artemis Pro, everybody was Generation X. Our generation, my generation, must step up, and the other, we got to do better with that stuff. But let me digress. I don't know why I was saying all that, but let me digress into the scripture that's at hand. Our scripture will be taken from chapter 5 of the book of Acts, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verse 27 through 28. Acts 5, 27 and 28. And I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. And it says, and when they brought them, they set them in before the council and the high priest. Ask him, saying, did we not strictly command you to not teach in this name? They looked and said, you are filled with Jerusalem. You fill Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend us to bring this man piled up on you. I must read 29. But Peter and the others said, apostle answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. The book of Acts, the 5th chapter, verse 27 through 28. May God add a blessing to the hearers and the words of his word.
Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
Glad to see each and every one of you this morning. It's wonderful to be yet in the house of the Lord one more time. We want to thank all of you for being here this morning, but we would like to first recognize if we have any visitors with us this morning. If you are visiting with us, please raise a hand, stand up, shout anything, and share with us your purpose for being here today, and if you're a guest of one of our members. Yes?
We're not
It's always good to be home. Welcome, 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 welcome. Are there any other visitors with us this morning? You will receive a personalized greeting response from our pastor when he comes up. But welcome to John's Chapel this morning. And Mr. Ramos, thank you for bringing all your family with you this morning. Amen. Amen. I would like to highlight just a couple of things in our program this morning. And if you would turn with me in your bulletin, if you have a copy, we have quite a few things going on. Today is what is called, we're looking forward to the Women's Missionary Society Annual Day, which is coming up April 26th at 3 o'clock. Put that on your calendar. I'm sure you'll hear more about that as we get closer to the time, but that's gonna be a fantastic event coming up this month. We also would like to say, oh, I see Miss Allie is here today as well. Miss Allie, good welcome. I would like to also today let you know that today is Connectional Sunday, and we have invited family and friends. Some of you have your family and friends with you. If you chose not to stand up, that's okay. But welcome again for Connectional Sunday, and thank you for joining us today. The third quarter of the church year is going to be ending soon on March, it ended on March 31st. If you have a report due, you know what your responsibilities are to get that turned in. I'd like to see whether or not we have any birthdays today. Any birthdays in the house? In our bulletin, we have several for this week. I'll read them off and we can have the birthday people remain seated and the rest of the congregation will stand as we greet them with a birthday song today. April 14th, we have Chloe Ann Rhodes Vivore. April 16th, Joanne Smith. Also on April 16th, Safari Walker. On the 17th of April, Isaiah Janae McLeod. And on the 18th is Lois Boykins. Those whose names I call remain seated. If you're in the house, the rest of you will stand as we greet them in song with happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Come on, sing. Happy birthday to you. Come on, sing. Happy birthday. God bless you. Sing.
Happy birthday.
Come on, sing. Miss Reddy, sing. Miss Huggy, sing. Miss Jones, come on. You all sing. Your birthday coming up. Mr. Ramos, are you singing? Yes. Sing. Happy birthday. There you go, Sister Archie. Good. Bless you. Sing, family. Sister Cooper. There you go, girl. Happy birthday to you. There you go, my baby. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have one wedding anniversary on the books for this week. Chad and Megan Simmons, and
Amen.
That was, I think, in the bulletin last week also. But if they're in the house, happy anniversary. If you know them, give them a call, shout out to them, and wish them a happy anniversary. Thank you. Amen. There are other announcements in the bulletin. Feel free to respond to any of those organizations or those meetings as you feel led. There is a missionary meeting tomorrow at 6 p.m. And there are quite a few other things in the bulletin as well. Take time to go over everything, see what you need to get involved in. And just one announcement that's not in here. We had a meeting yesterday with class leaders, so you might be starting to get a call or get some recognition from your class leader and respond to them accordingly. Some may have changed or some may not, but you will find that you will be receiving calls pertaining to your new class leader coming up shortly. Pastor will add additional comments on any of these announcements, and we hope and pray that each and every one of you will have a blessed week, and we will look forward to seeing you throughout the week and next Sunday. Amen.
Amen. Bless you. Come on, let's give Sister Solomon a hand clap of praise for our announcements this morning. Great job. Thank you all. Give yourselves a hand clap of praise. Amen. Pat yourself on the back. Amen. For attending church this morning. For not being takers but givers. For not being spectators but participators. For not being consumers but contributors. Give yourselves another hand clap of praise. Amen. Good to see you. We're so thankful and grateful again for all of our members. Let us continue to pray and seek the face of God. And we are just anticipating God to just keep on blessing us real good. Thank God for our retired presiding elder doing an excellent job with our class leader workshop on yesterday. Presiding Elder Huggins. Amen. Senior did a wonderful job yesterday. Thank God for you all attending our workshop on yesterday. We were able to learn a lot, and now we're able to move forward with our class leaders. So you will receive calls from class leaders across the board. It's on YouTube, John's Chapel AME Church YouTube. You're able to go and see the presentation on YouTube and on Facebook Live, our church Facebook Live. So thank you all for that, tech team. Thank you all for that. Let's get ready for this Saturday. This Saturday, we're going to have our health fair. We're having our health fair, Spring Into Health. Our health fair is going to start at 9 o'clock a.m., 9 to 11, along with our feeding with the Sons of Allen. They're going to start feeding at 11 o'clock a.m., so we have a free feeding here at our church at 11 o'clock. We have our health fair going to start at 9 o'clock a.m. We have UAB in collaboration with UAB. We partner with them. So they're going to bring a representative from UAB, going to be here with us. Different entities across the city, the county are going to be here doing our health fair. So we need all our members to make sure that we're part of our health fair. Amen. We're going to have different units within the church as well as in the fellowship hall, the GED room. We're going to have some upstairs. If we see fit to put some upstairs. But we're going to have stations. You're able to rotate, go to different stations, get information, and then we're able to sit with the Sons of Allen and eat lunch with the Sons of Allen here in our church. So make sure you're available on Saturday at 9 o'clock a.m., 9 to 11. So thank you. I think that's all of my announcements to our guests. We're so thankful for our guests. Amen. Come on, y'all, let's bless the Lord for our guests. Amen. 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 When you come to John's Chapel, we're going to love you. No matter who you are, where you have been, or what you look like, you're going to be loved here in our church. The church of unconditional love. Not just words on your big screen TV, but words that move our hearts, mind, and soul. To our guests, you all are. you all. Let's get ready for our WMS Day, April the 26th at 3 o'clock p.m. Reverend Tracy Horn will come and be our guest preacher. So we're going to make that adjustment with our WMS celebration. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, that's it. At this time, now let's prepare in our giving. It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Amen. Our faithfulness will determine God's fruitfulness. Amen. My faithfulness will determine God's fruitfulness. Amen. My faithfulness will determine God's fruitfulness. Amen. My faithfulness will determine God's fruitfulness. Okay? So let us remain faithful so God can continue to be fruitful in our lives. What we put in is what we get out. And that's why the Lord is blessing you. More than your eyes can see, more than your ears can hear, and more than your hearts can receive. Because you are faithful with the Lord has blessed you with. Repeat after me. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. Come on, let us stand all over the church. Let's prepare our giving. The fellowship of our ushers as we come around and give. Yes, Jesus.
is my praying in vain? Is my fasting
in vain?
Am I wasting my time? Can the clock be rewind?
Keep praising God this morning. Amen. 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 What a blessing it is to know that your singing, your worship, your preaching, your praising is not in vain. Amen. 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 Thank God for that wonderful selection. Let's give our choir and our musicians a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. A quick reminder. That's why we keep on praising him, adoring him, and magnifying his holy name. You can't steal my joy. Amen. That devil is a lie. You can't steal my joy. It's not in vain. Can't steal my peace nor my rest. Everything I do is for the glory of God. It's not in vain. Amen. That's why we keep coming. We keep showing up because we realize that everything that we do for the Lord will last. Amen. You're doing it for man. It's fading away right now. It only lasts 3 minutes. Pat you on the back, and before you sit down, we say, he ain't do nothing. Who she think she is? That wasn't nothing. She could have said that a little bit.
Well, we'll fool you, you know?
We'll trick you, you know? Boy, she sure went to Flunkville. Yeah. He built a house in Flunkville, yeah. Come on, amen. But when you're working for the Lord, amen. God himself will smile upon you, give you favor, take care of you all day and all night. The Lord has been watching over us. Thank you. Quickly in the book of St. Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 19th verse. Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 19th verse. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Printing on the back of your bulletin, a sermon title, one word, go. Amen. Look to your neighbor to your left and say, neighbor, my good neighbor, go. Amen. Look to your neighbor to your right and say, neighbor, my sure enough good neighbor, go. Amen. The ushers may be seated. Thank you, ushers, for serving this morning, standing on post. Thank you. Thank you, men. Amen. My 3 points, value, vision, victory. Amen. Value, vision, and victory. Go ahead and do church flow real quick. Put it on social media. Take a picture, page 8, back of your bulletin. Take the notes real quick. Share it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, ChatSnap, Snapchat, same thing. Yeah. Whatever, y'all. You know. Yeah. All that. Yeah. Email it, text, however. Amen. Let's get it out there. Positivity, yeah. All right, good. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that thine the Lord will speak to me and speak through me. Have thine way this morning. Can't preacher to the real preacher come. Come, Holy Spirit, come, Heavenly Dove, with all thine quickened power. Can a little fire suck your love in these fired up hearts of ours. Kindle a little fire in these sacred hearts of ours. Use us one more time. We claim the victory that your will be done. In Jesus' name. Help me while I try to help us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son,
and the Holy Ghost. Go. Go. Amen. Don't stay. Go. Amen. Don't stay. Go. We have learned here at John's Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church for 8 years that Matthew, this Jewish tax collector, after hearing the call of God upon his life, he exited his job, his occupation, and followed our Jesus. We learned that Matthew, this Jewish tax collector, believed in preaching the simplicity of the gospel. He's not trying to sound clever, but he's trying to sound clear with his teaching. For 8 wonderful years, we have learned that this particular prophet wanted the people throughout the land to understand that Jesus is and was the Messiah. Throughout his writing, he wanted to make it crystal clear that everyone throughout the village to understand that the Son of God is the Messiah. And we have learned here the context on the content of the particular text is that the word Messiah means the anointed one of God. And we have learned that the anointing is an outpouring of God's spirit upon a person's life to get the job done. Don't let people fool you in declaring the creed that the anointing is a shout. It's all about how many pews I can leap over. It's all about speaking in tongues. It's all about laying on hands. Don't let people fool you and trick you into thinking that the anointing is all about some outward appearance. But the anointing is an outpouring of God's spirit in a person's life to get the job done. So when a person declares a decree that I am anointed, that person is saying that God has empowered me to tackle this task. So the Messiah has been anointed to go to the cross. The Messiah has been anointed to be buried and resurrected. So Matthew wanted the people to understand that the Messiah, the Son of God, has been sent by God on a divine assignment to get this specific task of, done so that you and I can have the right to the tree of life. Jesus has accomplished the assignment. Ash Wednesday has passed. Palm Sunday has passed. Good Friday is over. Just celebrating Easter. And the question the people in the village are asking, what's next? That's the question that the people are proposing throughout Nazareth, Jerusalem, throughout the village. Now that all of these sacred events are over, what's next? And now Jesus is on the scene. Jesus is giving them the answer to this profound question. And the answer that Jesus is rendering to his children, to his disciples, to the people who are inquisitive, the answer is go. He's lining them up with the Great Commission. And the Great Commission is to go. After Ash Wednesday, after Palm Sunday, after Good Friday, after Easter, the Great Commission now is the top of the agenda, where God has given the church, the believers, the saints, marching orders. He's telling the church now, we got to exit from our comfort zone and tackle the things of God. The Bible says in verse number 19, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Point number one is value. God sends us because people have value. God sends us because people have value. Every soul has value. Every soul matters to God. It doesn't matter who they are. Their soul matters to God. That drug addict, his or her soul matters to God. That homeless person, his or her soul matters to God. That person that hurt you down through the years, his or her soul matters to God. Every soul matters to God. And here's your hot dog moment this morning. We don't go after nor stand up for what doesn't value us this morning. You don't go after nor stand up for what you don't value. Things we value, things we fight for. Things we value, things we stand up for. Things we value, things we cover. Lord have mercy. Jesus saying in the text, because you have received salvation and because you value salvation, you're willing now to go on his behalf to introduce to this dying world the salvific call. When you value your relationship with God, you're willing to share the good news. You're willing to cover other folk, Lord have mercy, who have, amen, walked away from God, or the ones who have not got in contact with God, the ones who have not made a divine decision concerning who the Lord is. And whenever the Lord is on the inside of you, his joy, Lord have mercy, will burn on the inside of you where you want to share the good news. Whenever grace and mercy is covering you, you want to cover someone else. You remember that little girl with the band, 100 participants out there, and she was out there with her trumpet, and 99 of her classmates or the band participants turned to the right, and that little girl turned to the left, and her mother stood up in that football stadium and said, look at my baby. She's the only one has enough sense to make the right turn. When you value someone, you'll cover that person. Lord have mercy. When you value things, when you value something, you will stand up for what you value for. So Jesus said, we have to go. He didn't say stay, he said go. And once when you understand that God has given us permission to go, you don't have to ask God to go. We have to ask God to stay because God has commanded the church to go. And I thank God this morning that whenever the Lord is pushing you to go, you'll understand that the same God who protected you down through the years is the same God who will protect you right now. All you have to do is to be obedient to the push and the calling of God upon your life. And when you make one step, God himself will make another step in your life. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify that whenever you value your relationship with God, God will protect you. God will fight your battles. God will supply your every need. That's why Jesus said, go. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about what's around the corner. God said he'll fix it. He'll fight your battles. Come here, Jehoshaphat. God declared in the creed, this battle is not yours, but this battle belongs to the Lord. What about Job? When Job valued his relationship with the Lord, his own wife, Miss Job, she said, curse God and die. But Job said, for God I live, and for God I die. Job declared, yea, though you slay me, I still will trust in God. Oh, church of the living God, when you value God, people lie on you, but you'll keep on praising him. When you value God, people try to knock you down, but God will pick you back up again. When you value God, sickness in your body, but you still praise his holy name. When you value God, broke, busted, and disgusted, but I still gotta praise. Say yes. And like the God said, go. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Point number two is vision. God's vision is global. He said, all nations. All nations. Not some nations, but all nations. All meaning all. Not just a few people, but all nations. Not just people you like, but all nations. Not just people who look like you or live beside you, but all nations. He's developing critical thinking among the disciples. No country club mindset. God has this kingdom building mindset. He's saying, let Lottie Dottie and everybody in the kingdom. God declaring to the church, here's your hot dog moment. We are not a clique. We are a commission. Hot dog, yeah. Here's your hot dog moment. We're not a clique. We're a commission. Hot dog. That's your hot dog moment. We're not a clique. We are a commission. That's why he said, all nations. In other words, God is sharing to the church. He just didn't die for your community. He died for the world. He just didn't die for AMEs, Baptists of Holiness. He died for the world. So when he told his disciples, and he's telling you and I, we have to have that mindset that whosoever will, let him come. We can't be biased and clickish on people who we want inside the church. God is pushing the church out of their comfort zone. God is telling the church that when people want to come in, we got to let them in. Because it was just yesterday when we were wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in sin. Lord have mercy. It was just yesterday when we were caught up in a whole lot of drama and a whole lot of mess. But because of his grace and his mercy, that somebody prayed for us. And because somebody prayed for us and had us on their mind and took a little time and lifted us up in prayer, and God heard their prayer and God answered our cry and washed us and cleaned us and molded us and shaped us. And here we are. I was at the store the other day. And I reached in my pocket, my cell phone, and pulled out my cell phone, and I had a $100 bill in my pocket. And my cell phone, you know, pull it out and your money fall out. And the money fell out and landed in a puddle of mud puddle. I looked down at it and another guy looked at me. He was looking at me like, what you gonna do? So I looked back at him and I reached down and I pulled my $100 out the mud puddle. And I shook that bad boy like a hand and walked on in the store. And I looked back at him, I said, it's still $100. It's dirty, but it's still $100. It has mud on it, but it's still $100. It has dirt on it, but it's still $100. It's wet, but it's still $100. I said, God, that's how we are. We made some mistakes. We did some things that were tore up from the floor. We made some bad decisions. But God, I thank you for still using me one more time. I'm still usable because of who you are. You better thank God for his grace and his mercy. And God is able to use the vision for your life. God said, you baptized me in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That last point is victory. Baptism is a sign of spiritual victory. Old life is buried. New life is raised. Old life is buried. New life is raised. The enemy tried to take you out, but God turned it into victory. That's your hot dog moment. Hot dog. The enemy tried to take you out, but God turned it around. He said, go in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He said, you're not alone. You have three divine individuals with you. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. How can you lose with a dream team like that? He said, you already have the victory because Easter has already taken place. You're not going out to fight for victory. You're fighting from victory. Lord have mercy. That's your hot dog moment. Hot dog. He said, you're not fighting for victory. You're fighting from victory. I was channel surfing the other day, and I watched some old wrestling. And Hulk Hogan, one of his old tapes. Hulk Hogan, a great entertainer, performance outstanding. Before they even went in the ring, they already know who's going to win. They're not fighting to win. They're not fighting for victory. They're fighting from victory. Because it's already staged. It's for entertainment purposes. And we love it. Hulk Hogan was going down. And he started to get that hand. And he started pumping that fist. And the crowd started going wild. And why would he have the hand up like this here? And he got the crowd involved. He ended up defeating his opponent, Andre the Giant. Body slammed him. 1, 2, 3. Won the match. And I said he wasn't fighting for victory. He was fighting from victory. Because before the fight even started, he had already won. When Jesus told his disciples, where you and I to go, we're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from victory. Because the battle has already been won. Lord have mercy. When they crucified him on Good Friday, when they laid him in that borrowed grave, here's your shock cue. Early Sunday morning, Lord have mercy, when he got up with all power in the palm of his hands, we won. Victory is ours. And I'm glad this morning that the God that we serve has given us the victory. You ought to shout this morning that you're not fighting for victory, but you're fighting from victory, because the God that you serve, he has already won the battle. Don't, amen, give up and don't give in. You continue to stay on the battlefield for the Lord, because the God that you serve, he has given you the victory, and you are victorious. And it ought to be your proclamation. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. This love that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. He died for your sins and mine. He died so that all of us can live. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. I'm so glad that he didn't stay dead early. Early. Sunday morning, he got up with all power, preaching power, shouting power, standing power. When Jesus got up, my soul got up. Say yes, say yes. Hey, hey, hey. 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 Say yes! We got to go. We got to go. We got to go. He said go. He said go. 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 Can't stay. Go. Go. You got to go. You can't stay. Go. The commission still works. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. People are waiting on you to bring their deliverance. Your deliverance, their deliverance is in you. Break that cycle, that chain is in you. Just tell it.
today. Call your sister today. Call your relative today and let them know. Break it. Break that chain. Break that curse on your family. Break it. You got to go. All right, let's start on the church. Come, come. You want to receive Christ in your life? Come, come, come. Come, come. It's your opportunity to come. Come. Maybe you're saved and you want to come and be a part of John's Chapel Church. Come, come, come. We'd love to have you. Come through Christian Experience. Come through Church Ladder. Come, come, come. Maybe you're here this morning and you want to come for repentance. Come, come, come. Come on and bless the Lord. Amen. 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 Bless you all. Amen. Dr. Sotogen, praise God for whom all blessings flow.
Praise God from
the side of it from here forevermore. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, let every heart sing.
Oh.